Right now at 8:51, it's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Indeed, it's a pleasant day in the heart of Illinois and parts of Indiana. We've got a lot of cloudiness off to the southeast, though, in central and southern Indiana and parts of Ohio. Even a little bit of rain occurring in a few spots. This is just a small taste of the storm that still continues to impact the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin area. Some of the rain totals now have gotten up to close to 20 inches in northern parts of Louisiana, and certainly the flooding there is exceptionally bad and unfortunate for a lot of folks down that way. The storm, the remnants of it, will work its way northward over the weekend, spreading showers and some thunderstorms up across parts of the Midwest. In fact, quite a few areas across the region are going to be impacted by precipitation in the region at one time or another as we move forward through these next few days. I don't think there's going to be any area necessarily that's going to get excessive amounts of moisture, but we'll have some precipitation around. It'll moisten us up and leave us in a condition that we could be faced with something a little bit more significant as far as flood potentials if we run into a bigger storm a little later this season. But that's awful speculative at this point. We'll just kind of sit back and look at the near-term forecast here. There's been a lot of chatter in the last couple of days about colder air coming into the middle and eastern parts of the U.S. as we get through the week next weekend into the following weekend. This morning, the computer forecast models are backing off on some of the intensity of that cold, which is good news. Out in hard red winter wheat country, there's a great deal of concern about not only getting some cold air in there, but also the need for rain is rising steadily. There's not going to be much precipitation out there in the High Plains region. Some of that region is going to be seeing temperatures in the 60s and 70s this weekend, and 70s and 80s for a brief period of time early next week. That's going to really exacerbate the situation there. We need to see some moisture out there in the High Plains region. We will have a couple of other weather systems coming across the Midwest besides that which impacts us this weekend. The next system after the weekend will probably be on Monday night and Tuesday in the western Corn Belt. The low-pressure center headed for the upper Midwest and the western Great Lakes region will produce some more precipitation. That system will trail a cool front across the lower parts of the Midwest, and that will occur mostly Tuesday into Wednesday. And again, we'll see some rain come from out of that system, maybe some snow in the upper portions of the Midwest, but not down in the lower areas. And we expect to see that be followed by that cooler air mass coming along in the second half of next week, and we will see the cooler air reach all the way down to the southeastern states. It might bring some frost and freezes into that corner of the country, and if it does so, we may see a little bit of damage done to wheat in that area, but not necessarily hurting their production potential in a major way. We'll just have to watch that rather closely. In areas outside of the U.S., we're still watching an ongoing drought in Morocco. It's impacting their durum wheat crop. Algeria and Tunisia, though, are doing very well. In Argentina, it looks like it's going to be a dry week coming up, and most of the country will benefit greatly from that. They have been a bit too wet this season, and this will be certainly a point in the right direction. Brazil's southern crop areas will also dry down for the next 5 to 7 days and then probably see some increasing precipitation starting in that second weekend of the two-week outlook. The bottom line for Brazil remains extremely good. And in other areas around the world, there's no threatening cold in Russia or Ukraine, and most of Europe has been incredibly wet over the past winter season. They're finally getting a break for the next 5 days. There won't be much precipitation in that part of the world. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have yourself a great weekend.
You do the same.